The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
Guten Tag, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show here on the Gas Digital Network. Thank you so much for tuning in. Really appreciate it. If you love the show, and I know you do, go to GasDigitalNetwork.com, use that promo code ZAC, and get yourself a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but all the other great shows available on the network. And if you really, really want to support the show, you can go to PodcastMerch.com, where we have hats, hoodies, long sleeves, and t-shirts. And thank you so much for wearing merch out to shows. I am joined by two wonderful gentlemen for a very, very, very silly movie. I think we're going to have a fun day. To my right, I got Toby McMullen.
Hey, what's up? Thanks for having me, dude.
Thank you very much for being here. I appreciate your time. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing awesome, man. I'm stoked.
It's going to be a fun day. We're watching a very, very dumb movie. We'll get into it in just a second. To my left, we are meeting a new friend today, and thank you for being here, Miguel Silva.
What's up? What's popping, dogs?
How you doing, dude?
I'm having the best time of my life. I'm so excited to be here.
Excellent. Thank you for coming in today. I appreciate you coming out. Let's get plugs out of the way. Miguel, what do you want people to check out?
I got a show on Twitch, and I'm trying to move it onto YouTube, but I haven't really figured that out yet. So if you're on Twitch, come check it out. It's called Dork Court. It's an open mic that I live stream, and then we take comments from the live chat and we tell them to the comics after. And it's always like, you're fat and gay, or you look like this celebrity if he was fat and gay. So it's sick. It's a lot of fun. I think that a lot of these people would really enjoy it. So it's
absolutely
a great time.
Please check that out.
Twitch.tv/likeKoolAid.
Please check that out, guys. Get on it, because that sounds really fun. Toby?
Instagram at Toby.McMullen, and listen to Are You Garbage, the podcast I produce and crack jokes on. It's a good time.
Fantastic. Guys, if you want to see me live, I will be at Laugh It Up Mahoney's in Poughkeepsie on March the 25th. I will be bringing Andy Malef Arena with me. After that, on April the 1st, I will be at Soul Joel's in Royersford, Pennsylvania. And then April the 4th, I will be at New York Comedy Club in Stamford, Connecticut. And it looks like I'm bringing LaMare Lee with me on that one. Thank you guys so much for checking out the show. Truly appreciate it. And merch and all that fun stuff. And going to have new stuff coming out very soon. Before we go any further, how about a word from our sponsor? Hey guys, real quick, I just want to talk to you about one of our favorite sponsors at the show, and that's our good friends at YoKratom.com. Guys, you know the website. They support everything we do. If you're in the market for Kratom, there is no better place in the world than our friends at YoKratom.com. They have the best deal going today. $60 for a kilo of Kratom delivered right to your door. Stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations, getting a little bit of Kratom at a time, where you can get great customer service, all the best strains, and discreet service right to your door for just $60 for a whole kilo from our friends at YoKratom.com. Let's go. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo and the best sponsor in the world. And we're back, guys. Today's movie, 1992, Dr. Giggles. It's the story of the son of a killer doctor. It is not on a streaming service. Frank downloaded it for me.
Yes.
You can find it on YouTube. You can find it on a bunch of places and sync it up. And you know how we do it with a 10 count, so you can always listen to the podcast right alongside the movie. Or we do stream the film for free every Friday night at midnight with a pre-stream starting at 11:30, curated by myself and Alex. Of commercials and clips and music videos and all sorts of silly shit that lead right into the movie. Or just subscribe to Gas Digital Network. You get $1 off with the promo code Zach. And hey, you're supporting the show. But if you're broke as a joke, that ain't no thing. I appreciate everybody that consumes the show. Please just, if you can, leave a positive comment and a good review. And share it with a friend. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And without any further ado, ladies in the booth, roll that beautiful bean footage.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, I'm stoked. I was very interested in what movie you were going to pick.
Yeah, so we just finished Black History Month.
Sick. Candyman.
No, we've done that over the years. No, we did Petey Wheatstraw, The Devil's Son-in-Law, which is a Dolomite movie.
Okay. I fucking love that.
We
I
did Blackula, and then last week we did Leprechaun in the Hood.
Classic.
So I wanted to take a little break and watch something that's going to be pretty, pretty dumb. This is Dr. Giggles. This is one of the, if I'm correct, the first deal Dark Horse Comics signed with a movie that was coming out. So there are Dr. Giggles comics as well as the movie.
Oh, sick.
I apologize if I misspoke on that one. And yeah, it's a kind of, there was a huge rush for slashers in the early 90s. And they were all
the best.
Yes, and they were all getting edited severely. So this is one of those movies that was supposed to be much gorier and kind of had to get stripped down. But a lot of people remember it because I think it might have played on TV a lot.
I like that it's not on a stream. That's something, you got a BitTorrent, you got to do a little legwork.
Yeah, I'm sure you can buy it on something, but it is not currently streaming for free on anything I'm aware of.
You know what has a shockingly good library, especially for horror movies, is Tubi.
Yes, Tubi does have a lot of good movies.
Tubi fucks, dude. People hate on it. It's fucking great.
Yeah, no, Tubi has a lot of wild... we have a running joke that we call Tubi Black Netflix.
Yeah.
Because not only... For some reason, all my black friends love Tubi.
Because it's a shit.
And it's got tons of, like, not just, like, black horror. It's got tons of just, like, urban stuff. It's got tons of black comedy.
Fuck yeah. It's got every episode of Columbo. I'm trying to solve some mysteries with my dog, dude.
So, yeah, if you ever feel like sitting down and watching, like, some Earthquake, Tubi's your place.
Fuck yeah.
Some Cat Williams.
With some hot jokes about... Dude, Cat Williams for...
Dude, it really holds up.
Four and a half years was the GOAT, dude.
There's some, so, like, I just rewatched his bit about meeting Shaq's kid.
It's so, me too. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, it's so good.
Where he says, he's big as hell, but he can't talk good. He just repeats the last thing you say. Like, you want some candy?
Candy.
You want candy or a whooping?
A whooping.
If I'm not wrong, was that, I think the music is by Brian May from Queen.
Hell yeah.
No shot.
Or it could be a different Brian May. But yeah, this is exactly the movie you think it's going to be. Killer Doctor. He giggles. That's really it. He's trying to kill a whole town. Trying to do a heart transplant.
This sick. This looks like one of the Michael Crichton movies that wasn't as popular as like Jurassic Park, you know?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Or like a X-Files Monster of the Week.
So the director, Manny Coto, he is more known for TV. He directed Tales from the Crypt. He directed one of the American Horror Story episodes. So this does look like TV.
It really does look, yeah. Just 30 frames per second for days.
Do surgery theaters like this actually exist? I feel like this is one of those big tropes in movies that I never actually heard of being a real thing in my life.
I think they exist more in colleges.
All right, yeah.
However, I did just talk to, if you guys know, Zia Anderson from Chip. Yeah. So she's getting her boobs done, and she did sign something that said that medical students could watch the procedure.
They should sell tickets to that.
Yeah.
Yo, you guys ready for the raddest day of class?
Look, you could get these titties for free, but everybody's going to watch and we're actually going to make a porno movie.
Yeah, well, there's a guy, there's a surgeon called Dr. Miami, and he does all like the reality show checks, and he'll give them free surgeries in exchange that he can stream it.
Whoa. All
right. So they're on it.
Yeah, 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 they're on it.
Ugh.
Yeah, this is just good old 1992. I went to the video store.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't know what I was getting.
What was the name of your video store?
Family Video.
Family Video. I had Hollywood Video.
Yeah, ours was like a mom and pop type shop, and then they opened something else by us. But we always have family videos like down the block. Where'd you go?
Yeah, we had an independent one that was close to us that I don't even know the name of. It was just a video store. But we also had Hollywood, but that's where I got like video game rentals.
Did the independent one have like the beads, nice porn section?
Oh yeah. They had a whole like a mirrored wall that had like lights and shit. But there's like a frosted glass between like, you know, the porn section and everything else. It was tight. It was very alluring.
Fuck it. When Netflix hit, Hollywood Video started running like a Netflix style deal where you could just get 3 movies at a time. I'd take them home.
This movie's got a very high body count. We're gonna plow through some people in this one, don't worry.
Nice.
Yeah, those waning days of Blockbuster and Hollywood Video, they were just giving you movies.
It was sick.
Well, they literally were like selling them at the end. I got a bunch of games for like $5.
They had a dollar DVD day at the Blockbuster in Bay Ridge. And I bought all crap.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I went home with a lot of movies that day.
I still have a sick DVD collection of, like, mostly Adult Swim, like, seasons of Aqua Teen and stuff like that.
I think I got some of the Wrong Turn movies that day. Those are all surprisingly pretty good. And I also bought one of the worst movies ever, An American Carol, which is a conservative propaganda film made by one of the Zucker brothers. And it's Kevin Farley, Chris Farley's brother, playing a fake Michael Moore who gets visited by the ghosts a la A Christmas Carol to learn why being a liberal is wrong. And one of the ghosts is Frasier. What's his name?
Kelsey Grammer.
Kelsey Grammer as General Patton.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's the ghost of Christmas past?
I believe he is, but he's one of the ghosts that visits him to teach him about why liberalism is a disease.
The ghost of Christmas future is Caitlyn Jenner.
I had a really terrible Dell laptop, but it had a DVD burner. So I would just go get 3 movies at a time from Hollywood Video, copy them, burn them, and then take them back. And like I rent like 16 videos in a day, like DVD, and they would never question it.
Yeah, I think
no,
they were
you're
just their
sickest customer.
Yeah. They were just excited to see people at a certain point.
Yeah.
Don't
you think?
You know, we might be a little bit on the tardy side. I mean, I've always been wow, what a 90s collection of humans.
Oh my god.
I've always been very anti-Blockbuster due to my affiliations with the film company I work for, and we were blackballed from there.
Trauma?
Yeah. Blockbuster had a no trauma rule.
Oh, that sucks ass.
So I've always felt very strongly about being happy with their demise.
Yeah, but that's whack because they still fucked with that other company.
Full Moon.
Yeah.
Hardcore fucked with Full Moon.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it was more of a political thing. But also, our fans are all thieves, so I think it was a policy because all the movies got stolen all the time.
Yeah, that's fair.
Our fans are just animals. And would rent movies and never return them.
Yeah, I think we didn't go to Blockbuster for a number of years because my parents lost a movie and they were like, we're just never going to go back.
Yeah, that makes sense. It blows my mind that people used to rent video games. I feel like I wasn't allowed to do that for some reason. My media intake was severely looked over when I was a kid, which is, I think, why I went nuts. And started watching like crazy shit.
Yeah, I hear you.
Because I wasn't allowed to watch anything.
Oh, your mom's like, here, VeggieTales, check it out. And you're like, how about a Serbian film?
Like, I wasn't allowed to watch, and then I'm going to age myself here. I wasn't allowed to watch all that.
Really?
Well, because it was too dirty.
No your shot.
Your parents actually keenly detected a pedophile.
Yes.
You know, who knew how to like make alluring television for children.
Listen, I am all about restoring the Schneiderverse.
Look, iCarly was a good show, honestly.
So in reality, I think it's because my parents thought all that was Roundhouse, which was the show before all that.
Right.
And because it was like rap for kids,
Sure. Yeah.
I think that's the real reason it was banned.
Like Good Burger, more like Devil Burger.
Yeah, I think it was just more that it was like vaguely for black people.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. Diversity. What is this?
Because I also, my dad banned me from wearing my hat backwards.
Nice.
Oh, so you were like a bar with a vaguely racist dress code.
No Jordans, no Timberlands.
Yeah, my house no had Yeezys. No tank tops, no sweatpants.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. My family didn't serve Hennessy.
No, but I actually had a similar thing with video games. Like my parents wouldn't let me have a video game system until my grandfather bought us an Xbox because he had Microsoft stock.
Okay.
But then we only rented games, really, because that was the most economical way to do it.
That makes sense.
Yeah. An odd-looking radio. It's not really a
radio. It isn't? Where is it, then? Rude bitch.
Yeah, would you walk up to somebody with a colostomy bag and do that?
Yeah, what the fuck? Oh, you got diabetes, you dumb whore? Like, what the... Get the fuck out of my face.
I had a teacher that had a colostomy bag. But he was like,
they blew half the movie's budget on this Miata.
He was way too casual about it. And he was like, his name was Mr. Alfano. And he'd be like, if you hear noises during class, yes, I am defecating into my colostomy bag. It is not funny. It is a medical process that I am currently undergoing.
And the smell is horrific and unavoidable.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Dude, he taught sex ed and he had a colostomy bag. I remember because he said, you always want to wear a condrome. You put an R in condom.
If I forget one, I just use the bag.
Yeah. If you hear a noise, yes, I am defecating.
Yes, I am.
My rules. It's a good color for you.
Thanks. I believe this main dad role was offered to Ted Danson. And the girl role, two people auditioned for it and didn't get it.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
No, close. Jennifer Aniston.
No, and didn't get it?
Jennifer Aniston.
Wow.
And Ashley Judd.
Who's Ashley Judd? Why can't I put a face to her name? She's so famous.
Yeah, she's in a bunch. Double Jeopardy. She's in a bunch of shit.
Yeah. Okay.
But then Jennifer Aniston wound up getting Leprechaun.
Good for her.
Which she later denies that she was in.
Good for her. A lot of, like, Paul Rudd in Halloween 6. A lot of people got their start in shitty-ass horror movies.
Paul Rudd was just supposed to do a Halloween 6 reunion at one of the big cons. And then dropped out because I think he had to film something.
Dude... Halloween Kills and Halloween Ends are the most upsetting movies I ever fucking made.
Okay. I liked Halloween Kills because in my head, it was Empire Strikes Back. No, hear me out.
Okay.
Now, I feel very strongly about this. The first one in the new trilogy
is incredible.
Was amazing.
I walked out of that theater going, Halloween's my favorite horror movie. I walked out of the theater literally go, I said out loud, they fucking did it. I can't believe they did it.
So they nailed it. But now we have the new, you know, we have the established good guys, established bad guy, everything set. That's first Star Wars.
Sure.
Empire Strikes Back, you have now separated all your heroes and the bad guy wins.
It wasn't a Halloween movie, and if you take that movie and you cut out literally every scene that involves the townspeople,
yeah,
nothing changes in the movie.
Oh, they're
completely fucking useless.
Yes.
Everyone that got murdered, I was like, murder them harder, please. I fucking hate you.
Then Halloween Ends, if they were going to introduce that new guy, why do it in the third one? That is something you do in the first or second one, and then like almost have a Vader Palpatine thing. But the fact that they just introduce him, have him do all the heavy lifting.
It's like, hey, you want to take the most iconic villain in slasher fucking history and stuff him in a hole? Let's do that. That seems like a great fucking movie.
I couldn't comprehend the thought process behind that third one.
I will never watch. I was so upset. I'll never watch that fucking
It was a stinker, yeah. I guess it's just...
Chief No Top, No Doors, very 90s.
Yes.
It's a lot of those flipped over and killed several children. A lot of high school students got rolled over in that kind of Jeep.
Yeah.
They had to ban the Roger Rabbit ride at Disneyland because that's how the cars were.
Really?
I might have gone on that because I was in Toontown. I remember the
it was Roger the Rabbit. And it was like you it was Roger driving. You know the scene in Roger Rabbit where he's in the cab?
Yeah.
They had that where you're going through Toontown, but it was open top, open side,
just toddlers flying.
That's what happened. A family got in. It was supposed to be two at a time, and a mom and two boys got in.
Oh no!
And the one boy got fucking assed out the side. And trapped under it between the track and the car for 7 minutes.
The saddest part is that what killed him was a giant hammer. Yeah.
No, they put him in the dip.
They dipped.
No, he lived.
We got to get rid of this body.
He lived with severe brain damage and then died after a few years.
Oh, my God. Because
he was brain dead because he had no oxygen.
Yeah.
But I was talking about, I think on this or with somebody, where I was like, the worst part about that.
So many fun facts.
For the family. Is that Roger Rabbit's not something you see every day, but something you see just enough.
Like once every 2 years.
Where you're like, oh yeah, that's how my son died. Like, you're just like, you probably haven't thought about your son's horrible death like a few months, and then you just hear,
You know what gets brought up more than Roger Rabbit is Jessica Rabbit. Yeah. So you're looking at hot-ass Jessica Rabbit, and you're thinking about your dead son, your dead retarded son.
Your son's not dead. He's just drawn that way.
Don't just stand there. Start banging.
I'm not doing this.
So what exactly are we listening for?
A hollow sound.
Try your head. Where are you going?
But I mean, the Halloween franchise has been murdered so many times. It's like, almost one of those things where, like, it's the same reason I can't get mad when I hate, like, the Royal Rumble. It's
right.
Like, how many times have I been fed dog shit when I expected ice cream?
Sure.
For me to finally go, you're giving me a bowl of dog shit, right?
Every time I eat Popeyes, I puke. And then
I was going to say Taco Bell.
Yeah. But then that chicken sandwich, man, I'll make you forget.
Yep.
I'll fucking make you forget, dude.
With each other. There it is.
Oh, I think it's dislocated.
Oh, this is just great. Real mature. This was your idea, wasn't it?
My idea?
Yeah, your idea. You made
is this 92 around the beginning of the all friend groups right? Must be Wild
Community College pamphlet.
Yeah, exactly.
I think, 90s, I think was.
But this is before one needed to be Asian or handicapped.
Yeah.
I call it the Burger King Kids Club effect. Where you just need one of everybody.
Yo, how cool is Burger King Kids Club? People forget about it. I dressed up as Kid Vid for Halloween recently, and no one knew what I was doing, but in my head, I was like, this is funny.
It's pretty sick.
Nothing more sinister than a pocket watch.
I like it. It tells a story. He's got the medical pocket watch, the bow tie.
As far as dog shit horror movies go, the production is there. You know, you can tell everyone showed up. They're psyched to be there. Those kids are trying.
This guy's got a great look. He reminds me of Peter Lorre.
Who is this guy? I've seen this guy.
He is. Also, I believe, if I'm correct, he's in Darkman, L.A. Law, and Karate Kid.
Maybe I know him from Karate Kid, then.
If you haven't seen Darkman, it's excellent.
This black dude has also been in some other shit, too. He played a Jamaican guy.
What's he doing?
In something. I want to say, like, Future Sport or some shit, but I don't think it's that.
Stu, this is stupid.
Did we confirm if it's the real Brian May that made the music?
No,
I need to know now.
They can look it up at the booth.
All right,
ladies in the booth, could you look up that up real quick? If it's the Brian May from Queen that did the music on this, he does do soundtracks.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's fascinating.
And I know he's done bad soundtrack. I know we watched something else that he did the music. Oh, fuck! I know he did something else we just watched that was like around this era.
During Black
recently.
History Month?
No, prior. It might have been one of, it might have been Link.
That is not funny, asshole. That's not funny.
Or,
get me out of here.
No, was it,
oh.
I feel like it was one of the movies. I did a, we did a Killer Monkey Month where it was all movies where monkeys go crazy. And I think he did one of those.
So last month?
Yeah. I get that a lot. I try not to. But I know.
Sorry.
It's very hard not. No. It's hard not to.
It's a different Brian May.
Oh, it's a different Brian May?
He's like done a lot of composing for other movies. He's mainly known for Mad Max.
Thank you. I'm not really seeing patience yet. I just saw Cocaine Bear. And Mark Mothersbaugh did the music for that.
How was Cocaine Bear?
Fucking awesome.
Yeah,
self-aware. It was great. It was
the marketing has been great, and all the memes that I've been seeing about it. I'm like, oh, this movie's gonna do good, dude.
So it knows exactly what it is. It's not self-parody. Like everyone's working hard in it to be a good movie. The gore is great.
Okay.
And yeah, the pacing's perfect. I really liked it. I saw it in like a packed Alamo.
Oh, that's
and
fun.
And everyone had fun.
That's great. That's the vibe you want for that.
I saw the kit that they sent out to like reviewers, like the media kit.
Yeah.
So it's the screener. It's a straw that looks like a 20.
Sick.
And then it looks like a kilo in duct tape. And when you undo it, it's a t-shirt.
That's fun, dude. That's...
Pusha T just did that with his most recent album release.
That's what you want with like a movie, like especially now where everyone's like, no one's going to movies, no one wants to. These guys are like, if we make every aspect of this fun, people will fuck with it.
Yeah, I mean, it was sold out when I saw it, so I'd imagine it did good in like at least art house theaters. They also had a giant fucking. We got a big picture. They had a huge like Subway poster for it, and I went with a big group. We got a nice little photo. I like the gimmicky shit, like even just for Ant-Man at Alamo.
Yeah.
The menu was this big, and they came with a magnifying glass.
That's fun.
So you read the menu for a magnifying with a... So it looked like a menu for ants. Like, it was hysterical.
Yeah, that's fun. I'm off the Marvel train.
I'm way off. I'm going to come back for Guardians 3, and then I'm done.
Yeah, I'm just going to stream that. I'm not even going to go for that.
I mean, I got to support my James Gunn.
I do love me some James Gunn.
So I will see anything he does for opening weekend. I have to. It's a rule I've made for myself ever since Slither.
Dude, this whole movie is just the first 5 minutes of an episode of Buffy.
Yep,
pretty much.
It's just like...
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it looks like. My chick freaked out the other day because the other day on whatever Buffy's on Hulu,
yeah,
it said expiring next week.
It'll just shift over to like HBO or something.
Yeah, it'll go over, and she started freaking out. And she's like, I gotta watch one of my favorite episodes. I'm like, I'll buy you the cult collection like on Amazon right now.
Yeah, it's not expensive.
I was like, I'll buy you everything. Just go on the Amazon app. She's like, no, I like it on my things.
They had Buffy's rough now watching it because they did a really bad job with the HD transfer of it.
Yes, they did.
And it looks like dog shit.
It looks like garbage.
That's what I was going to say. It's like, you got it. If you want to enjoy a Marvel movie, you kind of have to see it in theaters. Because I was watching Endgame at a bar the other day on a normal TV. And I was like, oh, this is the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life. And that was like one of the best movies I've ever seen when I was in theaters. You know?
I cried.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of them, especially when you go to an old person's house and they don't have the thing clicked on their TV. It's not motion blur, whatever it is. So everything's like a fucking soap opera.
Oh, yeah. It is motion blur. It'll be like smart motion or like active film mode.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. I turn it off in hotel rooms.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm hooking up the next guy.
Because when you watch like... anything, especially before a certain year, and it's an HD transfer.
Bad.
Like, why am I watching a soap opera version of this very good movie?
Yeah.
The best part of the Buffy transfer is that it was shot for, you know, standard def, the square, 4:3, and then when they did the widescreen, there's like scenes that were framed for the narrow, and then now it's wide, and you see like cameras and production crew on the side. It's fucking budget as hell. Oh, this chick's popping some blue chew.
Oh, so that was a red pill right before. I don't know how she didn't notice that. But somebody switched her pill.
Morpheus snuck in.
Yeah, you're not coming with us. You can stay right there, bitch.
The other funny thing about HD transfers is older movies that were shot on 35, where they were... This is going to be a great reveal.
Fucking hate those dogs.
Oh, yeah. Older movies that were shot on 35 where they used lighting and darkness to obscure nudity.
Uh-huh.
Now when they're transferring them...
Oh, I know.
They're full nude.
Oh, that's fun.
So, like, there's movies where, like, the girl's just, like, you would kind of see her butt, and now there's full back beats.
Yeah, you could see...
Oh, that's fire.
Curtains, yeah.
Or there's... I think it's... Is it Terminator? It's... I want to say it's Terminator. They had to relight it because Arnold's balls were just out.
No shot.
From the back in one of the shots.
Some dork in Burbank doing that transfer is like, gonna crank this, yep. Catch some balls.
Yeah, I know about those subreddits, dude.
But yeah, there's a lot of burger now in the old movies.
Oh, that's a great
shot.
So
they made a mouth that fit over the camera for that.
That's sick.
And a giant tongue suppressor. So it looks proportionate.
But it's cartoonishly large,
and he's far away.
That's sick.
And then that's a big mouth that goes over the camera. They built it just for this movie, and I actually think it's a great shot.
That's a really cool shot.
There's a similar shot in...
It's like a Peter Jackson shot.
Yeah, very much so. There's a very similar shot. There's a movie from right around the same time.
Oh, you got COVID, bitch.
Called The Dentist that Brian Yuzna did. And there's also a from inside the mouth, like, dental surgery shot.
No.
That's really brutal.
Oh, no, thank you. Teeth is no good. That's why I've never watched Marathon Man. The Dustin Hoffman flick.
Okay.
Because it's like Nazi dentist.
Yeah.
I got no interest in watching somebody get their teeth fucked up.
Oh, then, yeah, The Dentist would be a rough watch for you.
I'd be squirming, dude.
It's all teeth-related murder.
How many ways can you do it?
Surprisingly, a lot. It's a pretty good movie, and it's Corbin Burnson.
I don't know who that is.
He's in a bunch of shit. You would recognize him if you saw him.
One of those. If I saw his face, yeah, like, yeah. Oh, that fucking guy.
Yeah, there's two dentists. That was like there was a great. That's around this time where there was the dentist, the stepfather, this. There was like a whole run of just like,
oh, this is great. Just the beat cop has the whole backstory.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Hi, I'm Detective Exposition.
I'm here to snoop around and clean things up a bit. He was trying to find his wife a new ticker. Hell, who knows if I hadn't killed him. Maybe he'd have pulled off the world's first heart transplant. Ahead of his time, but out of his mind. These are the best guys of the Shoal Show.
Well, they're literally the Greek chorus.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like they're the unspoken narrator.
Sure.
It's nothing. Didn't he have? Or what is it? Is it Rosencrantz and Guildenstern? Guildenstern.
Never in 1,000 years, if someone was like, today Zach Amico is going to bring up Shakespeare to you, I would be like, I'll bet all of the money in my bank account that will not happen.
Yeah.
I like that they just gave this guy a Niners hat, and they're like, yeah, cops wear that.
Yeah, sure.
It's the shape of it. We'll just keep the shadows in the way.
At least they match.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be great.
Trust me.
If it was like one was security, the other one was FBI.
Yeah,
I've told this before. I worked on a movie where I was supposed to have two cops, and I went to go buy cop outfits, and the director went, "Tell them to bring blue shirts," and I went, "There's no way they're gonna match, ever. Yeah. Like you can't tell me." And he's like, "Nobody'll notice." So until I literally had to go find a real cop and get him to give me uniforms for free,
yeah,
in exchange for work on the movie as a security guard.
Hey, you want to be in showbiz? Let me get a couple jackets.
Exactly what I did. There's also the classic Zach Amico at Party City, which is, hey, listen, we're going to be in town for another 3 months making this movie. If you don't let me return these, I'm going to go to another place. and then I return everything and we go home.
I have a friend that's a postman, like a mail guy.
Yeah.
And
they used to be a woman. I get it.
I just found out that they have a beanie, like a U.S. Postal Service beanie, that has like a rolled down face mask on it. I'm trying so hard to get one.
That would be sick.
They're so cool.
That would be super sick. I like that.
I got a post jacket one time from a thrift store, so I'm just going to complete the outfit and start committing fraud.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm going to start stealing mail from people, be like, sorry, we delivered this to the wrong address. Yeah.
That'd be like a guy. That'd be like a scene of like a Michael Mann movie. Like the guy's already in the mail truck, and then he rolls it down and robs his own truck.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like the Joker dressing as a clown.
Yeah.
And after a while, they went away, but now
they're back. Okay, folks. I love movies that you don't need to pay attention to, and you know exactly what's happening.
Oh yeah.
She's got trauma. He wants to fuck.
Listen, baby, I'll lie to you a bunch so long as I can see your asshole.
I've always felt rides like that are scarier than, like, Six Flags rides because, like, they got put together that day.
By a meth head.
By someone who wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
And was probably on multiple things.
Yeah, who's, like, kid is missing fingers.
Yeah.
And they don't have insurance like Six Flags.
Yeah, not at all. It's somebody figured that out.
You got like a maximum $50,000 that you can get from them if you'd have like serious bodily injury, but you know.
Yeah, it's a guy who's working on a handshake deal. It's like, dude. But that's part of the juice of those rides.
Yeah, I think that's why they're so fun. Like, I love like a good Himalaya.
Oh yeah, I love a ride.
Yeah.
We just went to Disney, and I got off the first roller coaster we got off. I walked out, and I hadn't had adrenaline like that in years. Hadn't been on, like, a roller coaster. And I walked off, and I was like, I'm going skydiving, dude. And then, like, 10 minutes later, I was like, I'm getting skydive certified, dude. I need to go solo.
Yeah, well, that is the thing. It's like, I'm not really tempted to go strapped to another dude, but, like, if I had enough money to do it enough times that I could learn how to go on my own, that would be ultimate.
You can do it in a week, dude. Cost $3,500.
So it's the same as scuba diving.
Yeah, except way sicker. No one's fucking scuba, guys.
Sick. I've been playing Dr. Mario hard on my fucking Switch. They gave all the old Nintendo games on it. When I can't sleep at night, I've been on a hard Dr. Mario kick.
Damn. I want to switch just to play WarioWare.
They have, like, everything now on... I think it's, like... I want to say, like, $20 a year, and you get all the old Nintendo games.
Yeah. I think that's going to be one of my first purchases. I'm hopefully getting a job soon. I'm trying to ruin it right now, but... I've been unemployed for the last 3 months, and hopefully next week I'm getting a job. And it's like on the last stage of interviews, and one of my first purchases is gonna be a Switch.
Dude, really worth it.
Yeah.
People say that the Switch is just for little kids.
No,
Switch kind of rules.
No, it's also for losers.
Yeah, okay, here's my argument: best system to take on the road.
Oh, without question.
Because it's small, it's got the handheld option, and you can plug it into the TV in the hotel.
Yeah. And then that also will run your Netflix, your whatever, into the hotel shit.
Yeah, so you don't have to go through any of that shit.
Smart.
Yeah, me and Faga just took the Switch on the road, and we were playing games all night.
That's fun.
Yeah, because he has, what do we have? Zombies Ate My Neighbors, which is my favorite game as a kid. And then we played Goat Simulator.
House.
And a couple other Switch games.
I play an embarrassing amount of video games.
Yeah, I just play whatever the current wrestling game is mostly. And right now I'm playing Hitman. Because they remastered Hitman and put it on
I do want to scoop that up.
It's
on Game Pass, right?
Yes, it's free on
Game
Pass.
Yeah, I think I might get into that. But I don't need another thing to just consume all my time and be a weird dork about.
Hell yeah, dude.
No shot. This is a bit. Why would you put... Is he putting it on before he goes in?
Yeah.
All right, just let me...
So he won't put his fingers in the toilet.
But he will put toilet water on his dick. Yeah. Shout out to this chick throwing on some cool clothes to fucking have some real unsatisfying 90s sex. This is like before they found out that like licking buttholes is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's post 9/11 stuff.
Yeah, for real. There'll be no fingers and butts or anything fun between these two. Just some apologetic missionary sex.
The kind of sex where you can tell that his dick's like in her abdomen.
Yeah, his hair is going to be, his hand is going to be on her hair in like 5 seconds. He's like, I'm sorry. Oh, my bad. Sorry. My...
God, condoms feel like such a thing. I've been on my trick for so long. I can't even fathom having to go back to condoms.
Yeah, brother, I hear you.
I mean, not that I was using them a ton prior. Was never a big fan. I wore one anytime a girl told me I absolutely had to.
Right.
Or she wouldn't fuck me, but. I think we should take your temperature. But isn't that just how it feels? Like, isn't that just like. Anytime a girl tells you you should wear a condom, you're like, come on. And every time a girl's like, you don't have to wear a condom, you're like, I should probably wear a condom with this girl.
Yeah. Oh, that's always the thing. If you're like, oh, you don't need a condom. It's like, oh, you're saying that to everybody.
This is gross, by the way.
I didn't make some sort of, oh, no.
I am getting to like right around the age where I have to worry about girls getting pregnant on purpose, you know? So I am starting to think about using condoms.
That wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be gross. Ew. And it's got holes in it, you fool. Hell yeah, dude.
Sick.
Now that that...
Oh, the toothbrush back in. That's a nice touch.
Yeah. That's the 90s look, too. Those boxers, the puka shell.
Almost so abs. That's before they started just getting HGH to the gills.
Dude, how great would it be if he just starts fucking Dr. Giggles?
Yes!
He doesn't notice. Gets like a few pumps in, and then he starts giggling. Or is he gonna fuck this girl's dead body? Ever since I found my mom's Victoria's
Secrets catalog. So his plan was to put a condom on his limp dick. Oh my god, is he gonna eat her out?
This is a sick shot. This is a creatively shot movie. Yeah. Oh, it is Dr. Giggles. Hell yeah, dude. Still playing Dr. Mario.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Yeah, dude, I got a high score cooking. Fuck that pussy.
He thought he was just busting the sickest
nut. Did he cut his dick off?
Looks like.
Nice.
He's in his 7 era.
That was a great shot, too.
This movie's shot really well. They've had cranes all over the place.
He's having a good time. I really like the way this is done.
Yeah, whoever... I wonder if the cinematographer went on to do cool stuff.
Yeah, this is very ambitious for what it is.
Dude, I mean, they've been dollying all over the fucking place. I wonder what the budget for this movie was. It had to be like fucking... 20...
I think they could look that up in the booth. They might have that on IMDb or something.
My guess is $35 million.
No way.
No way?
I was 15 tops. In 92.
Okay. Oh, that's true. Okay. I'll change 25. I'll take 10 off.
This is fun.
It's just Dr. Giggles eating that guy's severed dick.
See, that's a fun way of telling a story without having to tell it.
Sure, it would be hilarious if the cops just walk through the background. She used to love this guy.
Yeah. To love, and then it didn't work out. Well, that's the brick, Sam.
Let's get a cup of coffee. What do you say?
You want to hear the budget?
Yes.
$7 million.
No shit. Nice. Good for these guys making it stretch.
You got to remember, this is before Biden's inflation.
Sure. Yeah. Damn, I was fucking way off, dude.
No, I just want to see if she's okay. Well, they didn't end up getting real actors.
Sure.
I mean, some of them did okay. The girl in this went on to do Charmed for 8 years. This chick.
Yeah.
And, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, it seems like there's a couple people in it were at least working actors.
Yeah, for sure. That black dude, I recognize him or something. I can't put my finger on it, though. I can see what you're saying about the editing, though, because I bet they had a shot of that when that chick got killed in the hallway. Like,
yeah.
A sick shot of that thing going in her head.
Yeah, yeah. And the 90s were very, very... That's, like, almost... There was, like, a blowback to gore in movies, so it was really tough to get an R at that time.
There's not a very many... There's, like, four or five really good horror movies from the 90s. The Faculty rules.
The Faculty's phenomenal.
It fucking rules, dude. End of list.
Well, Dead Alive is early 90s.
Yeah, but Australia, though, so, like, different.
Yeah. But, yeah, this was, like, the era when they were counting stabs or count if it was a sex scene, they could
scream.
They were counting pumps.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, scream rules.
I'll go to New Nightmare.
I don't love Freddy Krueger.
I like New Nightmare. I think it works.
I don't like Ghost. Dude.
And Pet Sematary.
Pet Sematary rips. Keeley's. Was that ice cream or chicken in a can? What was
I
that?
I thought it was dumpling soup, but I think it was just melted ice cream.
I think it. I was thinking it could have been dumplings as well, but then it looked too solid. I need to pee really quick. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no problem, dude. Where's
Jennifer? Well, I'm glad that he peed first because I have like a kidney thing going on that I haven't been able to see a doctor about, but I definitely need
no
to.
No problem,
I'm
dude.
Gonna
please.
Have to pee.
I encourage it, and I want you to be happy and comfortable.
All right,
I also constantly have to pee.
Well, you're a girl, so.
She's also enormously pregnant.
Also 9 months pregnant.
True.
I didn't mean enormous in an insulting way.
I don't have any cool excuses for it. I think that I actually might have kidney stones or a UTI, which apparently guys can get. And
I believe
I
it.
Didn't think that was a
You got a little
thing.
Burning issue?
It's not burning. It's more, I looked it up, and one sign of like a UTI in men is that you get like cloudy, stinky piss, and that happens for me like.
Okay.
On a regular basis, I didn't really know why. I thought I just was drinking too much beer, you know?
No, if anything, that wouldn't that water you down?
I'm figuring out I was wrong.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you drink a lot of beer, you should have, like, a clear piss.
But I thought kidney stones made sense for, you know, the amount of beer. Also, I had my dad, my older brother, and my younger sister all had kidney stones, so it could just be that. But regardless, I do need to see a doctor, and I need insurance to do that, so I got to get a job.
Hey, well, you're well on your way.
Hopefully.
I mean, I would see a doctor before you got that switch, maybe. If you're taking thick, stinky pisses.
Yeah, it could be pre-diabetes. Like, it could. I've gone through the list of like potential.
Dude, I think he's about to pump this bitch's stomach through her nose.
What the fuck?
Oh no, he's gonna pump her stomach through her mouth. Fuck yeah, dude.
I know.
That is brutal.
It sucks.
Dude, I love it. That was absolutely gross, and it was so quick and so easy.
Yeah.
It probably took no effects whatsoever. It was just a hose. Use the right finger rings. Nice.
Yeah, 90s when band instruments were highly sexual.
Highly sexualized. You missed a death by stomach pump. That was ice cream, and he pumped her belly of the ice cream and then hit a button and a bunch of blood came out.
Oh, that's fun.
And now this chick's sucking a saxophone.
Hey, more like sexy phone, am I right?
Yeah. This is the horniest band of all time. I make the same sound when you suck on me.
Oh, I got a baritone dick.
I've never had a problem with my lips before.
Oh, that is a good 90s whore. Let's go.
But even the way she's sitting.
Exactly, yeah. They're really selling it. I just want the cops to do everything. He's walking, this chick's a whore.
Her father didn't give her enough hugs. He was always out at the bar.
He was a railroad man.
She was exposed to pornography at a young age. Sexualized her too young.
Touchy uncle. Got to her quick.
Heart problems. Heart.
I love that this guy's a, like a genius doctor and also just a fucking retard.
Yes.
A flashback is fun.
You know what this reminds me of tonally? Ice Cream Man.
I haven't seen that.
That's with Clint Howard is the killer. Ron Howard's brother.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
From Apollo 13 and yep. shit. And it's very similar in that there's a lot of flashbacks to him as a kid.
That's, that dude looks like Christoph Waltz.
Yes, it does. There's something very menacing about getting a kid who's lost that many teeth. Yeah. That's like a real sweet spot.
Those weird, like, Christmas music that they were playing in the background.
Yeah. I guess it was supposed to be nostalgic music.
Man, you could really play 90s horror movie bingo with this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, scene at a carnival. Killer has mommy issues.
Flashback to the 50s.
Yeah. They're really checking all the boxes.
I'm very much enjoying it, though.
Oh, I'm having a great time. Man, they're really making this carnival work.
Indescript hip-hop.
Yeah. Dude, they had this carnival for 8 hours one night and all wanted to kill themselves. Finish your drink if you see a Kangol hat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that the backwards Kangol.
For sure.
I think I can help you.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm gonna fuck this girl dressed like Minnie Mouse.
Yeah. I was getting clowned in public.
Jen?
How did you find us fucking in public?
Still me. I have a heart problem. This fucking cock-blocking bitch. I'm going to go stand by the exact ride I've been by the entire movie.
I'm really hoping for a carnival double live transplant climax.
That would be sick.
That would be fucking awesome.
How would you be able to tell? Like, I would never be able to tell that's the same person.
No, never, never, never. I really.
Let me go in this maze.
Yes, yes. It had to be a maze or some type of funhouse with mirrors.
Yep. Oh, people are definitely dying in this thing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I just caught my boyfriend cheating on me. Let me go on a thing where I have to look at myself from every angle.
Oh, my God.
And get frustrated.
I went on a first date where we were sitting and the girl had a mirror behind her. It was a big wall-length mirror. And I just had to look at myself, like, lying about how cool I am. Just so brutal, dude. Just everything I said, I was like, you are fucking full of shit.
Oh, that's cool.
Jennifer.
So they're in a house of mirrors at the fun house.
Nice.
Or at the carnival. I feel like I know this guy, and I can't.
This is like really ambitious, dude.
Dumb question.
Jennifer, wait.
Isn't that Becky's boyfriend from Roseanne? Isn't that Mark?
I never watched the show.
Am I crazy? Ladies in the booth, am I crazy or is that Mark from Roseanne?
I'm taking a look.
I watch a lot of Roseanne. That's one of the go-to put on.
Rosencrantz and Guildenstern? Shocking. Roseanne?
Not shocking.
Not shocking, dude. That'd be like if you were like, I like french fries. They'd be like, yeah. No shit. Me too.
It's Roseanne's a big one. News Radio I watch a lot of.
That's good.
Oh, you just want to see Rogies back before you had it.
News Radio's on Prime.
Yeah? All right. I might start watching that again.
That is him, right?
Yeah. Nailed it.
That's good pull.
Thank you. Dude, News Radio is a fucking banging cast.
Yeah, yeah. Poor Joe Rogan.
Dave Foley.
Andy Dick. That's what I was looking for.
Steven Root.
I'm trying to remember who else. I never watched the show. I've seen the
Phil
pilot.
Hartman.
Yes. R.I.P.
And a number of other people show up on it that are really good.
It's ouchless.
Sick.
This is tight.
Yeah.
His goo has been different colors every time, which bothers me.
Yes.
It was like Reanimator green in the first one.
What happened? What's the matter?
It's green. What?
They killed him off in the... Well, he died. No, actually, I think he really died because he's dead in the Connors. But I want to say he really died.
Oh, sad.
It is fun that that's how they deal with people. They're just like, man, they're dead now.
He died in 02.
Of what?
I'll let you know in a second.
Thank you.
I would like to see some carnival-style deaths here, like someone getting a bunch of corn dogs shoved up their ass, or like facing a fryer for a...
funnel cake?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think one of Darlene's kids is named Mark after him.
Accidental drug overdose in Hollywood.
That'll do it.
That will do it.
I have some friends who will remain nameless, but they were in the green room at a club in L.A. And Roseanne came in.
Selling drugs to some auxiliary Roseanne characters.
And Roseanne came in and just started like talking to everybody about comedy. And then the booker was like, do you want to go up? And she's like, no, I'm fucked up right now. And then went on.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, went on like, was telling everybody she was really fucked up. And then she was like, yeah, I'll go on.
Yeah, I'll go on. Oh, really starts letting some ideas fly in.
What in the hell are you doing?
You would think they would know.
Yeah. That must be Dr. Giggle's son.
One doctor in this town, and I've known him since he was your age.
He looked like a doctor. I don't know what he was. Maybe he just thinks he's a doctor. Maybe he's always wanted to be a doctor and never got the chance.
How's that?
I know this is going to sound a bit crazy, but does anyone here consider this guy might be Dr. Rendell's son?
Not anyone who's serious about keeping his job. Charlie?
Look, he's from something, too.
I'll call you when your parents get here.
I know that man.
Chinese food cop. That's another classic 90s trope.
Yeah.
We heard back from the fair yet?
This guy does not know how to use chopsticks.
Nope. He's just kind of...
just kind of poking that rice.
Yep. That does sound like a euphemism for having sex with an Asian girl.
Poking some rice.
Just poking that rice. Dude, he has not gotten a grain of rice.
Not one bite.
If you see any of your fellow marauding doctors out there, you'll let us know.
This guy stinks at Asian chopsticks.
Oh, this guy sucks.
So that guy's the doctor in Rocky 5.
Oh, thank nice.
That has nothing to do with it, and you know it.
Rocky 5.
All right, that's enough.
That was
I said that's enough, or you'll be handing out parking tickets with old Annie. Listen, these kids are pulling your chain. Relax.
Is Rocky 5 the one where his trainer dies, or is that 4?
No, Rocky 5 is the one with Tommy the Gun. Or Tommy Gunn Morrison.
Oh, no, I'm thinking maybe the third.
The third one is
third is when Mickey dies, right?
Yeah.
And fourth,
Apollo.
Apollo does. Rendell
House, didn't you? Gotcha. All right.
I didn't smell nothing. You saw that girl. She was fucking scared to death.
That little girl probably just had too much to drink. Happens to the best of us.
And what about the boy, huh? Did he have too much to drink?
Let go of me.
Not until you level. Do what you feel, man, but it might be easier to just tell me what the fuck you're... Is it Rendell's son?
Oh, man, he's in on it. He knows too much. Dude, he's also got flat hat hair now. Hold on, let me put my Niners hat back on.
That guy and I actually had the same haircut.
I just keep it in my locker.
Yeah, I was gonna say I just keep my relapse on hand for if I gotta give a really juicy monologue.
It was 1957. The night after they found all the bodies.
Oh, he was the cop on duty. Of course. That's the trope. The last surviving cop of the last massacre.
Yes, yes.
The cop who had to deal with it. The fucking, he was a rookie.
Oh, not after that day.
He was a rookie back then.
Oh. Lots changed. Lots changed.
I don't need to tell you, I was plenty spooked. Thank God for Mr. Mungo.
Small town drunk cop. No way that'll turn out bad.
A child giggling. I better take a sip of whiskey.
I better keep drinking on the job.
Yeah, this really is. You were right. This is just fucking 90s horror bingo.
Yeah, dude.
But it's all very competently done.
Sure. It doesn't read as like parody or a little furnace surgery.
Who's in here?
Oh, it's a morgue.
Right. Isn't the morgue usually in the boiler room? Hospital? Not the police station?
Yeah, they don't have a body incinerator. I mean, how crooked are these cops?
Gross.
Nice. I've been waiting for some titties this whole time.
Whoa. Is the kid in there?
What? Dude, phenomenal.
Let's fucking go.
Phenomenal.
Yes! Oh, still no teeth.
And I watched him come out. It was like he was being.
Oh, that is nice dick avoidance.
His wife's corpse.
Absolutely tremendous.
That was fucking unbelievable.
Everything's clean.
Haunting.
That was really gnarly.
That
dude.
Is a scene we will never forget.
Yeah, for real. Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got kids crawling out of bitches' chests.
How did he hear him giggling from inside? He was full mouth up to, like, the pussy or butthole yeah. to make sure you heard him.
Yeah, dude.
Our town has a doctor. His name is Rendell. Stay away from his house.
Hey, Nat in the booth, did those coffees ever come?
They gave you the wrong drink.
Gosh darn it.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You should have brought a giant beverage like we did.
Next time.
We both showed up with the biggest kid. I look like a motocross guy at the X Games.
Always. That's just what you look like. I got three more of them in here if you want.
Oh, no, I'm chilling, but... You really have been unemployed for 3 months. You got different styles of Bud Light.
Well, I can't afford to go to bars and buy drinks anymore, so I now travel heavy.
Sure. I'm familiar with that game.
Yeah. You buy a beer at a bar, you go to the bathroom, you refill it.
Oh, I never did that. I would just all right. I would do a pint of Dimitri in my pocket or whatever. Not in any trouble.
I don't like...
I was a flask man for a long time.
I could play with flasks. They never hold enough.
I got a giant flask. I have one of the... I have a backpack-sized flask.
Oh, no.
Yeah, if it's a...
In case you ever need to do a shot that looks like it's in a mouth.
No, if it's a handle.
Oh, that's fun.
I got it at Century 21, and I'll... When I used to drink heavy, I used to fill it the night before and put it in the freezer. And it would usually stay cold for about 6 or 7 hours.
That's a good time.
Hard liquor still gets me fucked up in a way that I can't really measure. So I got to do light beer.
How old are you?
29.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm just going to get fat.
Yeah. Ah, yes!
Phenomenal.
Amazing.
If you think that's bad, wait till you get my bill.
Yeah! Dude, this movie ruled.
You know that was for the trailer, too.
Oh, yeah.
There's got to be a director's cut, right?
I don't know. Movies like this, they didn't...
There wasn't a lot of studio interference.
No, there wasn't. Cut a lot of gore. I don't... This might be a tough... Because
I need the Snyder cut. I need the four-hour gore cut.
Film doesn't store great unless it's in a specific, storage place.
Yeah.
So if they shot this all on film, they might not be able to... They might not have saved the gore cut in a place where it looks like... I'm sure there is a shitty transfer of the gore cut. So maybe it's like extras on a DVD or a Blu-ray. But I don't know if they could ever make a cut that looked right.
I don't know. I feel like this one might not have made it to Blu-ray.
Oh! Man. They've set that up so hard that like an ice pick or whatever in the back of the skull feels a little pedestrian at this point.
Yeah. Well, they wanted him to see him. I love it. I absolutely. Everyone's putting together a good movie in this.
They really are, dude.
And her having the heart problem is just like, for lack of a better term, I know it's cliche, but it kind of like hires the stakes.
Yeah, definitely. You believe us,
don't you? Like, I thought the best move the Chucky series did was putting his protagonist in a wheelchair in Curse of Chucky.
I don't think I saw that one.
Not Curse of Chucky. Yeah, it was Curse.
Wait, yeah, in the house.
Yeah, where it's Brad Dourif's daughter.
Yeah.
That was brilliant because now he's so much scarier.
Yeah,
because she's stuck on.
She's stuck
Chucky,
at his
you
height.
Just leave. That's every Chucky. Just go or kick him, and she can't do either because she's stuck on the second floor with him.
Yeah.
I think it's
Chucky's biggest weakness: countertops.
Oh, this is great too. Him doing surgery on himself.
I could see them stealing this for the next Joker. Like, him get shot and react to it by laughing.
I would even see him doing surgery on himself.
Yeah, giggling through his own surgery.
Did you like the Batman?
No. I was bored.
I like that they finally made Batman autistic. You know, like, he would walk into the crime scene and everyone would look at him like, the fuck? And he wouldn't even make eye contact with anyone. He's like, did you check behind her ear?
Please don't touch mine.
I've heard people say that Paul Dano's Riddler was supposed to be autistic.
I mean, that also checks out.
He wasn't the Riddler, but...
You know what I mean.
No, he was the Riddler in the movie, but the character they portrayed was not the fucking Riddler. Yeah.
heal thyself.
Just how long are you gonna sit there?
Oh, he's just sitting backstage being like, I gotta fucking say this shit. This is dog piss. This is where my fucking career's at.
This guy's out there, Reeds. I saw him. He's out there.
You may be right. Terrible.
That's a complete continuity error. That cloth, it barely said it in the scene they got it in. It like... very faintly said those letters, and now in this shot, it's completely different. It's a completely different prop.
Killed three hospital prisoners. ID unknown, orphaned at age 7. He's 40. That means born in 1952. And
shit, I think we got something.
What does all this mean?
I'm taking another look at that Rendell.
I'm going with you.
Like hell you are. Sit down and wait for your parents.
Oh, yeah. Also, this guy is 37.
Yeah.
Another 90s movie trope.
I mean, he is probably on heroin.
Way too old actor for high school student.
Oh, I was going to say before we were talking about with Chucky, just leave.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things is in Scream 2, Gail Weathers, black cameraman, when the murders start, he just gets in a cab and leaves the movie. And then, because her cameraman dies in the first one.
Yeah.
And he's like, I read your book. And he just gets in a cab on screen. Like, he's in the background of it. He goes, I'm leaving. And then you see him in the background of a shot, call a cab, get in, and drive out of the movie. And then once they catch the killer, he comes back to work.
I don't know. I don't think I ever noticed that. That's
yeah,
so
it's
funny.
Really funny. And apparently, I was watching a thing that said that was his idea. Because they had to write him out of the movie.
Yeah.
He's like, what if I just left town? Because I was scared.
That's great.
And I think Wes Craven was like, you know, no one's ever asked me that before. In fucking 30 years of making these movies, no one's ever like, why don't you just go?
What if you just left? Just go stay at your mom's place for a week.
And the most realistic thing to happen in the movies.
Yeah.
Are you excited for the new Scream?
I did not like the last two. Because
it sucked balls.
Yeah, I mean, 4 was fine. It was better than 3. I hate 3.
More like Gale Weathered. That bitch looked bad.
Oh, I found out I got in trouble on a Scream meme site that I did not know about. But what's Gus? Who's the little gay Greek kid? Gus something?
He's I don't know.
You know who I'm talking about, Alex? He's been on Bye Guys and this show. Gus something.
Gus Constantelis,
really, really funny kid, and he loves Scream, and I guess he was on some Scream website, and they were talking shit on me, because I posted a picture of Blade from Puppet Master,
yeah,
and said, wow, Courtney Cox looks great in the new Scream, and people were like, who does this guy think he is, this fat, ugly motherfucker, she looks phenomenal, she's our goddess.
She looked like her face was taped on, dude.
Yeah, she looks horrendous. But yeah, this last one I hated. I hated, like we were just talking about, the Burger King Kids Club effect. I hated that it was like the same movie scene from the first one, but everyone was like diverse.
Yeah.
It just like, and they didn't like make a joke out of it. Like,
oh no.
The whole point of Scream is that it's self-aware, and the new Scream was painfully unself-aware.
I went...
Or self-unaware. I don't know how to pronounce that.
I went with, like, really low expectations, but my homie's in it, Reggie Conquest.
Mm-hmm.
He has a part in it, but I didn't know how big his part was. So the whole movie, I'm waiting for Reggie to pop up, and I had to piss. So I leave, come back, piss, the movie ends, and I was like, where the fuck is Reggie? I left in the one scene that my friend was in.
Let's check the blood pressure.
Yeah, I just didn't, like, it wasn't worth anything that happened in it.
That's pretty sick.
That's a good move.
Especially because I feel like everybody knows what that feels like around their arm.
Yeah.
And it's a very visceral like idea of like being that looks awesome.
That looks awesome. That's how I jerk off. But it's also like for sure just on Velcro that.
Yeah.
My watch has stopped.
Lights out. Doctor's orders.
Blue and green this time in the goo.
Yeah.
Or no, just blue.
In the ribs?
Yeah, just let me collapse your lung real quick.
That's a very, like,
that's like
pretty shot.
That's like Hammer horror, old school.
Yeah, that's exactly what that is.
British.
That's like a Creature from the Black Lagoon or a Frankenstein.
Yeah. Or like Hound of the Baskervilles or some shit.
Yeah.
Or also, I'm pretty sure that exact same shot was in Lord of the Rings when the Nazgul was chasing the hobbits.
Yeah.
Yeah, and as far as we stream, like, I just didn't. The de-aged Billy Loomis was weird.
Not good. Real bad. All those defects suck.
I just didn't. I felt like not worth the effort of doing it.
Yeah. You know how they did deepfake porn?
Yeah.
Yeah, like all those people are doing that? You guys got to do that for Lewis and shit. You got to start putting his face on the chick's heads.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've seen enough Lewis porn to last a lifetime.
Bricks?
The last
Bricks
thing I
watching?
Need to see is fake Lewis porn.
Just the hottest chick and then just like, yeah, dog. Yeah, suck it in my ass, dog.
No, he's deleted all his videos, but had an old Lewis phone ever been hacked, leaked?
Yeah.
It would have been called The Hackening.
Why? Because of all the bad comics that were there and they're getting fucked?
What disgusting stuff you guys are saying over there. I don't like that.
19 terabytes of open micers.
I wouldn't say anything like that stuff.
20 terabytes of footage. 12 good minutes between them.
I don't agree with any of this.
Lewis doesn't give girls herpes. He gives them guest spots. I'm kidding, Lewis. You're the best. And I love you.
Sorry. These things get cold. It's broken, all right.
Oh, he's diagnosed her with a broken heart.
Yeah.
Just like his mother.
Oh, is this something where he's replacing his mom?
Yeah, his mom died of a heart failure, but right. The dad was a doctor and he was trying to learn how to do heart transplant for her before the technology existed. And he told the son, your mother died of a broken heart.
Oh, so does he have his mom's heart? Somehow, and he's going to try to put it
no,
in
he
her.
Just wants to save this woman because he wants to do the first heart transplant. But I think they've done heart transplants since this.
Oh, for years and years.
Oh, right. They did say earlier he would have been the first.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He was ahead of his time, but out of his mind.
I forgot the Furies. What are they called in Hamlet? The three witches?
Oh, fuck, yeah. I can't think.
He's having his, like, Dr. House moment of, like, this woman has a broken heart, and, like, it's polyps. She has polyps on her heart.
It's lupus.
She has cancer, dude.
He just wrote Junior on the door. It's hilarious. In pen. Oh, good. A bucket of hearts.
Oh, man. Just like Thanksgiving at my mom's place. Oh, these are all the hearts from all the people he's killed throughout the movie.
Oh, is this third one going to be just right?
It's Goldilocks and these hearts.
Just right. Yay!
Let's go. Nice read.
Oh, amazing.
Oh, they're all in the waiting room.
Oh, that's so cool. That is such a cool bit. Yep.
Dude, this is just an hour and a half of misses for like three incredible moments.
Yeah. Yep.
But it does, I feel like they probably filled time because of what they had to cut. And I feel like if they just gave this movie like what it wanted to be, it might have been one of the sickest movies.
Yeah.
Like this could have been the third.
I don't hate it, though.
This is like watching the original Always Sunny pilot.
Yeah.
Yo, you know they said a hard R N-word in the original, the first episode of Always Sunny?
Yeah, and FX was like, we're buying it in the room. We love
it. We're going to put it on normal cable television.
Yeah, now they can't even put on makeup. Now they can't even do a hilarious bit. Now they can't even do a hilarious bit where they just dress up with some makeup.
There'll be no medication, just a single jolt of electricity. It's a necessary step. You may be having second thoughts, but when you wake up, you'll have a change of heart.
Perfect.
Fire. Oh, flatliners.
It's already dead.
I blew a fuse.
Incredible.
This movie's full of banger lines.
Yeah. I feel like everyone involved with this went on to make awesome shit.
Yeah, I love the fucking fake tunnel. Or the fake hallway like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Nice.
How great would it be if he had already removed the heart and he goes to push it and it just collapses? Like the thing.
Fucking love the thing.
Time to do what doctors do best.
Sign my name sloppily. Oh.
Oh, golf. Wow. It's like, bitch, I just saved you.
Okay, listen to me. I'm going to get you out of here. But first, I'm going to go down that hole to make sure it's clear.
And, yeah, he's got to get hit in the back right now.
I need you to be quiet and don't move. I'll be right back.
What the fuck did he just tell you, lady?
Oh, I hope they shoot him in the head and then someone says the doctor is out.
I thought you meant him and they would be like, this black cop was pretending to be a doctor the whole time.
We got him, boys.
Yeah. All right, let's do lunch. Chinese? Every time we eat Chinese, I'm so hungry after.
I feel...
Guys, we're trying to be sneaky.
I'm sorry. Look, we don't have no time for this shit. Come on. Let's go. I got you.
How much is left of this?
What?
How much is left of this?
Like 10 minutes. You can go piss, dude.
I do need to piss.
Go piss. It's fine. Right.
Don't look, Jen. Just
if you want to disrespect cinema.
Cover your eyes.
Max!
Visiting hours are over.
This shoddily made gun.
I gotta say, overall, this is a banger.
I agree.
Oh, fuck.
Have you used an 8-iron?
I love it.
You know what happens when children play with guns?
No!
Over here, motherfucker!
We're generally fascinated with the ending of this movie.
Yeah, I'm enthralled, dude.
Yeah,
I forgot we were doing a show for a second.
Yeah, we're legitimately interested in what's going to happen.
Yeah, I want to know how it shakes out. I don't love giving him a gun. I would like to see like a really big scalpel.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
I guess there's not a lot of things that would wear something that don't need to be plugged in that a doctor would have.
Yeah. Just dragging an extension cable.
Yeah. That's a really good bit in the Hatchet movies where he's got a big saw and it comes unplugged.
That's fun. They knew what they were doing with those.
Oh, those are excellent. Even the fourth one, Victor Crowley, was really good.
I didn't see that one. I think I saw the first two.
It was really good. The first half of it's on a crashed plane.
That's fun.
And it's really, really fun, yeah.
So I texted my brother about this. He should be here instead of me. He lives in California, but like he's really into this. Like he's the reason I've seen like Suspiria, and he like used to have a Fangoria subscription.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure this was a big Fangoria story.
Well, so I texted him as soon as he told me what the movie was. I texted him. I'm like, what can you tell me? I just checked my phone. He said that this director's last movie was Xenon the Sequel.
Yes.
No shot.
Yes, it was.
No way.
I don't know what that is, but I saw it on IMDb.
It's a Disney movie about Xenon, the girl from the future. She lives in like the year 3000 on a spaceship.
Good.
It's a Disney made for TV movie. You're like, do you have Svengoolie?
Yeah.
Dude, you're like punk rock Svengoolie, bro.
Yeah, no, I do like him a lot. And a very good guy, I've heard. I've heard nothing but cool stuff about him.
Oh, I'm sure he's a sweetheart.
My parents are the biggest fans. Every Saturday night is Svengoolie night at their house.
No way.
Yeah.
That's great. I love that.
Alex, I thought you were going to hop on and be like, yo, Xenon was the shit. What was it? The girl of the 23rd century or something like that?
I don't know.
Check it out.
For all the Xenon heads out there.
That sounds like a racial slur.
It's fucking yeah, for like Scientologists. It's Sino, by the way, is the slur for Scientologists. I used to live right by Clearwater.
Oh, no.
Nice. Even this music is very, like, MGM monster movie.
Yes, it is. Nice little panty shot there, too.
Sure, a little fan service. Something for the fellas.
Something for the boys. Little cotton panties on the girl with a heart problem. Who don't like that?
Oh, nice. This is a good classic ending for a villain that just you might case, bring back.
Yeah, yep. The flammable labels, just in case you weren't sure.
Yep. Yeah, that way They could do the body was never found type thing.
Right.
Exactly.
That's, I think, the same thing they did in the last Halloween, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, 2019. So good.
Convenient.
He cuts his way out of the bag.
The strain was too much in the valve. We're going to have to replace it now. Administer pre-surgical meds. I have an OR ready.
Oh, man. I have a bad feeling about this.
Oh, it's going to be him. He's going to pull the mask down. Or he's going to start laughing behind the mask.
Okay, Jennifer, should we go with this?
Nah, different guy.
I feel like she's going to go out and then wake back up, and then it's going to be a false out, a fake out. Oh. Oh no.
This is a wild high body count. You're
17,
right.
17, I think. If I'm correct. But yeah, no, this is a high up. This is like Krueger numbers, Jason numbers. Nice. For a number one, this has a lot.
Yeah.
Usually number ones have less than 10.
Who the hell are you? I'm her doctor.
Nice. Now they're really they wrapped and were like, I can't wait to see it for the sequel.
Yeah. Or now she's gonna wake up. Yeah, this is too silly.
Yeah, this is wild. And the doctor's just gonna
name are those?
Stand.
Just a little something I threw together. Of course, they haven't been tested yet.
Ah, just been tinkering with some nail guns.
You were dead.
I'm not that good a doctor. Jennifer, there's still time. Let's pick up where we left off.
Are they going to cheat us and make this a nightmare?
I think you might be onto something. This is very... Oh, nice. She's going to defibrillate him.
I like that. It was like Twisty from later American Horror Stories. Oh,
she's going to burn them both down?
Try some of your own medicine.
Nice. Oh, that is a bad effect.
Yes, it is. I love bad movie lightning.
It's been the same since 1950.
I've never figured it out.
That was like Home Alone.
Yeah. It's always better to just have them smoke.
Yeah.
And do like gross makeup and like have their hair.
Yeah, a face, a little face melt or something. sneaking past, downed.
Yep.
That's a bingo.
I hope they're well.
Take two and call me in the morning.
Nice. Fall forward and have Poker's back.
Doctor in the house.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
He's milking this.
Oh, sure. Yes. Yep. Woo.
That looks great. What a great shot.
Great.
And it keeps going.
Damn. This movie just...
I thought this movie's ended three times already.
You know, this movie's a hunk of shit with a heart of gold. That's what this is.
I can describe myself the same way.
This movie's all heart.
Yeah. This movie has an enlarged heart. Everything's going to work out for all of us, except me. I'm going to die in 2002.
Yeah. He just leans in. I have herpes, by the way. Feeling? I'm so sorry.
Feeling okay? Like a way to start off the summer.
Hey, remember I was cheating on you with that fucking lady?
Oh, our heart sped up. Oh, it's fun.
Well, ladies incredible and gentlemen.
Stuff. Incredible stuff.
That was Dr. Giggles. Thank you so much to my guests, Miguel Silva and Toby McMullen. Please check out everything they do. Thank you guys for hanging out and watching the show with us today. This has been a lot of fun. I appreciate you all very much for tuning in. We will check you out next week here on Zach and Miguel's Midnight Spook Show. Bye.